Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me right now is Professor Bill Kohlbrenner. He's a professor of English literature at Bar-Ilan University. He's also the executive director of Writing on the Wall. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. You know, I tell my students exactly what you just said every single week because it's amazing here that somehow we continue. And I think that's part of who we are now. And, you know, you say it with a smile and it's important to do so, but we are all evidencing such courage now by just continuing, by surviving, by understanding what it is really to be a Jew. And I've understood this, you know, I think in the past year better than ever. To be a Jew is to survive. That's what we do. We do everything we can to survive.
We're so very resilient.
To you.
Good morning.
Yes.
We're very resilient. And the definition of resilience, somebody actually sent it to me in a meme once, and I've just always remembered it because it rang true for me, is that resilience is when you realize that nobody's coming and you get up and save yourself. And I think that that's the Jews in a nutshell. And maybe, you know, when we look at today's fast and the Babylonians and the siege of Jerusalem and all the things that have befallen us in history, we are very resilient. We've had to be. There's no room for victimhood. What's your thought?
You know, I think for American Jews like myself, I think that realization came for me very late.
Yeah.
Really, it came for me on October 7th that I think I understood that the wound that I've always felt as part of my being, it kind of burst open on October 7th. And I saw, wow, right? This is all connected. This is connected to the slaughter of my great grandparents and their family in Poland. It's a continuum. And I think, you know, so we've talked about this before, Kathy. I think the Jewish community in South Africa is unified and very aware of this, their status in Galut. And I think for many Americans, that hasn't happened yet. And it's really an opportunity, as you said, knowing that nobody else is there is the opportunity to be courageous.
Why do you think that in Galut, we don't realize it?
Well, you know, just speaking for myself, I think it was just a general denial. I grew up as the most privileged person in Jewish history for 2,000 years. I went to Columbia. I went to Oxford. I wanted very much to believe in the universalism that really did sustain me and pushed me forward. We rode that wave of the second half of the American 20th century, which was a Jewish time. So I think me and my cohort, my friends, all doctors, lawyers, Hollywood producers, we were very much assimilated into that world, and to leave it and to understand that it's not friendly to us, that what we thought was friendly is really now a hostile force. That's a hard move. It's a hard thing to do, I think. Yeah. It's hard for me.
But it's hard. It is hard, especially when we are constantly reminded that while it is completely abnormal, on some level, it's very normal for us. So how do you tie in today with the hostages and what is happening? How are you interpreting that? And, you know,
well,
today being
listen,
the fast day and what's happening in the Jewish world.
Right. So the Festival of Tevet is really interestingly related to the translation of the Torah into Greek. And that always perplexed me. And I think this really ties into what we were talking about. That is, what's the tragedy of translation? Of course, things are lost in translation. But the tragedy was, and this is what the Greeks wanted to do, and this is what anti-Semites today want to do. They want to take the Torah and say, it's part of our library. It has no special status, and you have no special status. Essentially, this Greek perspective and what we're fasting about is what we see in American universities today. You can be at its best when it's not violently anti-Semitic. You can be Jewish, but don't claim to be special. And that's also what we Jews do and why it's so painful. And this explains anti-Semitism. We won't give up who we are. That's what I said about my great-grandfather. Survive.
So interesting, because you know what I'm thinking about also when you talk about feeling special is We think that what's normal for us is normal for everybody. So on one level, we don't feel special. And on the other level, you know, we do because we see certain differences. And they're just differences. It doesn't mean that we're better or less than. It's just different. We only feel that when you are, or when one is in the diaspora. When one goes to a public school in South Africa, you feel different. You actually feel more Jewish in a strange way than when you're at a Jewish day school, or when you live in Israel, then everything's normal. What's your thought on that? You're welcome to argue with me, by the way. You don't have to agree with me.
Listen, I would say that the 11th century Jewish philosopher Rav David Kimchi agrees with you. He says Jews are more unified when they are in Galut because they have a greater sense, I think, because of their suffering. In a way, we are chosen as a people, and part of that chosenness is we're chosen as a people that suffers through history. That's part of our distinction of who we are. And of course, the suffering is difficult, but it's also the blessing, because it means God is always, even when he seems to be absent, he's still there.
Absolutely. And that is where we leave it. I wish you and your family, your students, and I just wish you a Shabbat Shalom. And thank you so much for speaking to me. I catch your report every Friday, and it's always very thought-provoking. And yes, thank you very, very much for your time. That is Professor Bill Kohlbrenner. He's a professor of English literature at Bar-Ilan University. He's also the executive director of Writing on the Wall. Go and check them out.